You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right. We are back. I want to remind everybody that if you're looking for a jumbo or super jumbo home loan, give me a call. You can call me at 305-773-6300. We're working on jumbo, super jumbo, hard money loans, all kinds of financings. If we can help, give us a call. Jim Freed, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I'll go slow one more time for the Jets fans, 305-773-6300. Give me a call if I can help you out on your mortgage. Welcome back. Larry's in General Manager of Warren Henry Automotive. Welcome back, Larry. Love you so much. Love my new car. Thank you so much, bud.
Thank you, Jim. As always, you know, love having you as part of the family, and I'm glad you enjoy them as much as you do. That always makes me happy.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you is that the biggest thing I'm scared of now is giving it its first wash, because I don't want to put the first, wash guy swirl thing on there. I'm trying to figure out where to take it to get it washed so the guy doesn't just mess up my paint job. It just drives me crazy. Thing's my baby. Larry, talking about babies and my baby and your baby, you've got some great guys that work for you, some great ladies that work for you. You've got the Lamborghini store, all the great nameplates you got on 441, but there's a change in the winds there at Warren Henry. You guys are moving to the east side of town, aren't you?
By September of next year, we'll be on our new location on 151st and Biscayne Boulevard.
I love the rendering where you got the cars that pop out of the side and the lights go on and all the colors come out. It's going to be absolutely awesome. I cannot wait to go and watch the lights.
It's going to be awesome, Jim.
Hey, listen, Larry, Marlins have been playing now for a little bit of time. Giancarlo Stanton's not doing well, but the rest of the team seems to be. How you feeling about the Marlins this year? What do you think?
I'm pretty amazed so far. I mean, not that I didn't expect this from them, but, they've gotten off to a pretty awesome start. And, Ichiro, come on, look at this guy. He's hitting, 415 right now?
Whatever that guy eats for breakfast, I want to eat that for two. I mean, that guy's amazing. What was he, 3-for-4 again last night? I think the guy's unreal. Dolphins are coming up. They're trying to do some stuff, too. I know that you can see probably the cranes from your store. What do you think about the Dolphins this year? How's that looking to you?
Well, first off, the nice thing is every time I drive out to the Lamborghini store, I get to see the stadium and how it's progressing. And it looks like they're making some really good progress. I mean, all four of those pillars look like they're up now that are going to hold up the new roof. I'm really excited about that. And I believe we're almost halfway, or we are halfway now to football season. So the big break is almost over.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like 100 days to college football kicks off, and then I guess the NFL kicks off probably a month before that with preseason. It's really exciting. Yeah, I'm counting down the days. And, of course, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of our Heaters. What do you think about how they do this year, Larry?
Oh, they did great. I mean, you know, for not having Chris Bosh, losing Whiteside in the second round, I mean, I'm proud of the job that they did. I'm interested to see how the offseason shakes out, what happens with all the big free agents and Wade and Whiteside. And, you know, hopefully we pick up somebody big from the outside.
I don't know. It really looked very cool the way that they were talking about it in Greg Cody's column today, or I guess it was Greg Cody, where they were talking about, well, if LeBron wins, then he gets off the schneid in Cleveland and can be released from Cleveland, which, I mean, would be awesome if he came back. I don't have a problem with him coming back. And if we didn't get him, or if we got Kevin Durant, I mean, either one of those would be great. But I'm real happy. To me, it's just the great energy. I'm proud to be affiliated with such a resilient organization. And I think that that's the most important thing to take away from the Heat is that each sport is a business. Each team and each league has their own set of business rules that they have to follow, and the way that the team operates within their rules determines how successful they are. And I think that the Heat has done a great job, and I really got to hand it to them, and they are without a doubt the gold standard in the professional sports organizations down here. And we don't talk about them too much, but when the Panthers got that new GM from Chicago, I pretty much thought it was just a matter of time for them, because again, they were plumbing the energy in their organization with a proven winner. So I like that. It's all mental after a certain point, all the business part of it after a certain point. And it looks like the team, certainly in downtown, is heading in the right direction. We got to wait and see. The jury's still out, I think, on the other two teams, but it's just always something good to talk about. I love talking about it.
Yeah, I can't wait for football season, Jim. I'm super excited. I mean, this time of year now with no football, no basketball, you know, it gets a little rough.
It's when I catch up on all of the premium stuff on my on demand. That's what I'm doing now.
And my Netflix shows.
All of that good stuff. Now, Larry, we talked about it at the beginning. I don't know. People probably tuned in a little bit. I want to go back to it. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Q70 Infiniti that you just put me in. I want to thank you so much for putting me in that car. I really appreciate the way you guys worked the deal so that my payment stayed the same. I don't know how you guys do it, but you find a way every single time to make sure that the deal you give is second to none. And that's what I wanted to get back to. So when I was waiting for them to finish detailing the car and deliver it to me, I sat and spoke with a group that had driven all the way from Orlando. They said they found the car on the internet and drove all the way to Orlando because you offered them the best price. Larry, what's behind all that?
Well, fortunately, we've been selling a lot of cars, so we have a really great inventory. We've earned a nice allocation, so we have a great selection, sometimes better than, you know, what some of the smaller dealers will have.
Right.
But also beyond that, you know, we really try to maintain our reputation. That's the most important thing that we can stand on. And when you go and you look up our reviews online for our store, they're pretty phenomenal. So I think that also helps attract people from outside of our area.
Oh, yeah. This, I think, was their second vehicle they had bought from you. So I guess they checked prices. And once they checked the prices, they realized that why shouldn't they remain a member of the Warren Henry family. I enjoyed it a lot. I sat there and talked to the young man and young woman that came, you know, the teenagers that came with them. Apparently the parents are taking them from the outskirts all the way into Winter Park, which is the top high school there. And I made sure that they realized that the young man that ran the dealership that they were buying from, he studied hard and got good grades, and it was their job to do so too. So Larry, you're an example now. You gotta just continue to be a success, because I'm using you as an example to the young people of America.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Jim. It's kind of weird for me, but certainly do appreciate it.
Oh, Larry, you shouldn't be weird. You know, you got to stop and think about it. You're now one of the most successful business people in town. You've just the volume you're blowing out of those stores is phenomenal. It's at record pace from everything I read and hear. And Larry, it's very rare that the third generation of a family is really able to deliver like this. So you've got all these things that you were swimming against, and your dad and your grandpa, they better be real proud. And it's summertime now. Can you get the two of them to come in here with you to the studio? I'll make the recording at any time. I want to get the three of you in here. I really want to talk about customer service. I want to talk about what makes you special, because they've been able to pass that energy of success down through the generations. It's just, I want to be in the room with all that. It's just got to be awesome.
Well, I'm sure we can arrange that, Jim. I don't think that'll be any issue.
Now, Larry, I want to talk a little bit about how you, where was I? That's it. I want to talk about the type of career that somebody can have, the career path, because the young man that sold me my wife's car, I didn't even realize it, but he came up from the detailing department. So you promoted him from within. This guy must have done a great job. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, if somebody wants to have an opportunity from within our company and they start from a different position, we encourage them to grow. It's always our goal to see that the people who work with us have an opportunity to keep rising upward within the company. You know, to do better than they did the year before. That's always been something that's very important to my family and I. You know, the gentleman you're referring to, he was had been detailing cars, and then he became the detail manager. And one day he approached me and said, "Hey, I'd really like an opportunity to sell cars. Would you be okay with that?" And, you know, we gave him a shot, and he's been doing a phenomenal job.
And he actually helped Jack, too, who was the next guy, I guess, that came in. And, oh, but before I forget, I want to make sure that Ismic gives May at least half a car, because she's the reason I came around front and finished my deal. That woman is terrific.
Yeah, she's great. We're really fortunate to have somebody like her working in our service department.
Larry, now we really only do have a couple of minutes more. What type of person would you be looking for to come work with you and your team out at Warren Henry? Somebody's driving around, they're listening, that's hot, they really want to get a car that's got air conditioning. For that, they need to get a new job. What kind of group, what kind of person, what kind of background is the person for Warren Henry?
If you're hardworking and willing to learn and grow with us, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for hardworking, honest people who are going to do things the right way.
Wow, did I just hear that from somebody that sells cars?
I know, it's unusual, right?
Oh my gosh, I'm thrilled. Yeah, I was listening to somebody's horror story just the other day where they went in to give somebody a trade-in and they wanted to walk away and the person wouldn't give them the car keys back because they didn't want them to leave the lot. I said, well, that tells you all you need to know about the follow-up.
We don't do that stuff.
Yeah, no, you're a customer service, or you get people to come back because they're good. You're good people. Now, Larry, what's your one? We've only got about a minute left. I want to find out what your one particular favorite car that you've got on the lots right now is, and you can't go for your own personal Defender. So,
that's really tough now because I'm actually out at the Lamborghini store now, and there's some incredible toys out here. I'd say right now, my favorite vehicle that we sell, that's probably the Jaguar F-Type. 550 horsepower, two-door, all-wheel drive, hot-looking car, a ton of fun. And I know you and I have gone out in it before. It's
oh, yeah.
Incredible.
I was just about to say, as Larry, you're talking about what we drove to opening day 2 years ago, and I still can't forget that car and that ride. It was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, it's an awesome car.
Amazing.
Awesome car. I mean, Jaguar really killed it with that, and something I certainly enjoy extremely. It's a great, great, great ride.
Well, that's my next one. Larry, if people want to find you, they want to get a hold of you, they want to get a car, they want to get a new career going, how do they find Warren Henry Automotive?
At warrenhenryauto.com. That's always the best way to come across us. Otherwise, you can reach us on any social media platform at Warren Henry Auto.
All right. Well, listen, Larry, thanks so much. We'll be back after this with more great information you can use. Wanda's going to be asking the questions. Again, thank you, Larry, for making me a member of the Warren Henry family.